Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. I'm reading from the NIV version. Genesis chapter 2. Are we live? Are we live? All right. Genesis chapter 2. We're going to be getting, I'm reading from the NIV version. The NIV version. Hallelujah. We're going to start at verse 8. I'm going to skip over to verse 15 to 22. So we're going to start at Genesis chapter 8. We're going to go from verse 22, excuse me, from verse 15 all the way to 22. Amen. When you have the word, say amen. Amen. If you're still looking, just say 1 minute. 1 minute. Amen. As we wait on that 1 minute, I just want to say how proud and how gratified I am to be a part of this ministry. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Last Sunday, this church became a church without walls. And we stepped outside the walls and we did ministry the way Jesus told us to do it. And we were able to give love, food, backpacks, resources to those young people. I couldn't be so more proud to be a part of this ministry. Y'all came. We had fun. We are a fun group. Loving the Lord. Amen. But I want to let you guys know, I just found out by one of our leaders the first week of school. Give me that microphone. Give me that microphone. That first week of school, three people were killed. Three students were shot and killed. It just means that we got praying to do. Yes. Amen. And we have more work to do, saints. Yes. The devil has not won a thing unless you give up. That's right. But guess what? Nobody that's a part of the body of Christ will give up. He has given us power. Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. Genesis. If you want to go to Matthew. That's because it's his birthday today. Where Matthew at? Deacon elect. Praise the Lord, man. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. God bless you, man. We love you. We love you and all that you do. I'm in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. And then I'm going to skip over to 15 to 22. Beginneth the reading of the word. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden. And there he put the man he had formed. Skip all the way to 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. Hallelujah. I said that he put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Verse 18, the Lord God said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky, and he brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. Verse 20. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. If we work God's system in his garden will work to make you successful. If we work God's system in his garden will work to make you successful. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity to be before your presence, to be up under the sound of your word. Now, Father, have your way. We welcome you into this place. We welcome your presence in all that you are. Hide me behind your cross, Father. I know nothing. I'm less than nothing. But with you, Father, I'm more than a conqueror. So, Father, have your way. Speak to your people. And, Lord, we will be sure to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise is yours. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Let everybody say. Touch the neighbor next to you and say, work it. Work it. Touch the neighbor on the other side, hallelujah, and say, dress it. And dress it. Dress it. You may be seated. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, in the first chapter, we get a glimpse of what creation is like. God gives us creation. He shows us from the very beginning all the way until he makes man. In chapter 2 of Genesis, chapter 1 of Genesis is the summary. Chapter 2 of Genesis are the details. And in these details, the Bible is giving us an account that at this particular time, after God has created all the heavens and all the earth, that there were no trees, that there was no plants. There was no plants and no trees because it had not rained. And it was no water or no rain because there was no man to take care of the plants. God does everything intentional and everything on purpose. Hallelujah. So the Bible then tells us he then creates man. He makes a man. Because at the time there was no rain. The Bible says that the only thing that watered the earth was a mist. Hallelujah. So he creates man. When he creates man, then, watch this, the Bible says that God planted a garden. When he makes man, he didn't create a bunch of trees, no. He created a platform. He created a place for man to go and manage, to go and work. The garden. The garden. Come on. The garden comes from a Latin word, gal, or gala. It means to be covered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't know who I'm talking to, but if you can liken yourself unto a garden, the reason why I said liken yourself into a garden, because the Bible says be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. That means that you in and of yourself is a garden. And if you're a garden, the Bible says that you are covered. So no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. Whatever the enemy is trying to come at you, hallelujah, it can't penetrate it. You have a force field. You are in the garden. You are covered. Hallelujah. The garden. The garden had everything that the man needed. Trees that was good to look at and good to eat. It wasn't just something that was good. He also could eat from the fruit. Hallelujah. The man, hallelujah, was put in charge to manage it. God wouldn't have created it if man didn't have the ability to manage it. And man is managing it. He's building it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're waiting on God to do something. God is waiting on you to manage what you got. Hallelujah. He's waiting on you. Come on, somebody. You're waiting on the next house. You're waiting on the new man. You're waiting on the new woman. You're waiting on the promotion. God is waiting on you to take care of the stuff he didn't already gave you. Hallelujah. You think, hallelujah, that everything you have, you deserved. You earned. And I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. You didn't earn nothing. You came in this world. You did not earn this body. You didn't earn your name. Come on, somebody. You didn't earn the family and the demographic, the geography that you were born in, the race that you have. You didn't earn any of that. It was given unto you. God gave you a platform to see what you was going to do with it. He dealt the cards. You didn't earn a thing. And here, Adam is in the garden, didn't earn anything. The Bible says it had not rained, but it is a river that is flowing through the garden. What I'm saying to you is, listen, honey, it may not be raining out there, but God is your rain. He gets to decide, hallelujah, promotion comes from the Lord. You're waiting on a miracle. He is the rain. Hallelujah. The Bible says that a river flowed through the garden. Hallelujah. Making sure that all the plants had, hallelujah, had nutrients, was watered, has everything you could possibly need. This is the point I want to make to you. God has given us everything we need in the garden. He's given us everything that you could possibly need, but he's waiting on you to work it. Let me prove it to you, because I got you quiet. I'm going to use some of you all to work the Bible for me. I'm going to prove it. Somebody give me Matthew chapter 25. Somebody give me another microphone. Give me another microphone. We're going to have that hot. Give me a microphone, minister. I need Matthew 25 and verse 16. Give me the NIV version, Elder James. And then somebody else give me Matthew 14, verse 19. I need the NIV version. Give me that, Jordan. Give me a microphone. God... Testing. Give me Matthew chapter 25, verse 16. I want to explain something to you. God has given us instructions how to work the thing that he's given us. He's given us instructions. Watch what the man of God says. What does it say?
The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work.
Stop right there. When God has given you something, he's not calling you to work. He's given you everything so that you can work it, because if you work it, it will feed you. Do you follow me what I'm saying? This is how we eat. The Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. Hallelujah. So it's important that we learn how to work what God has given us. Because if we work what God has given us, you can have a seat. If God has worked what he has given us, the thing that we work will feed you. Do you hear what I just said? The thing that you work will work to feed you. Watch what I'm saying. What does it say in, did I give you a text? Matthew 14, 19. Watch this. Now, hallelujah. Jesus is given, go ahead.
And he directed the people to sit down.
Watch
on
this,
the grass.
Real quick. Jesus is in front of his disciples, in front of a multitude of people. And the people are saying that they're inadequate. They don't have enough food to feed the people. God, what you gave me ain't enough. This platform you've given me is not enough. My circumstance can't get me to what you telling me to do. I can't get to where you're trying to take me because I don't have enough. I'm not enough. I'm born in the wrong family. I'm the wrong age. I don't have enough. I'm inadequate. I can't speak. I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough to get the job. I'm inadequate. And watch what Jesus does. Watch this.
And he directed the people to sit down on the grass.
Speak in your preacher voice. Speak in your preacher voice, preacher.
And he directed the people to sit down on the grass.
Stop right there. Jesus is giving, hallelujah, the people instructions because he's confident that what he has is more than enough. Watch what happens.
Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the
loaves. Stop right there. The first thing you got to think about is this. When God puts you in a platform and whatever it is that you have, you have to be thankful for it. You have to be thankful for it. It's called appreciation. It's called appreciation. Most of us don't appreciate what we have. That's the reason it's dying. You don't appreciate your marriage. Dying. Don't appreciate your job. Dying. Don't appreciate your babies. Dying. Come on. Don't appreciate your health and fitness. Dying. I wish I looked like them. Honey, if you appreciated what you had, you would take care of what you have. I wish my man was like that. If you took care of your man, you took care of your woman. Come on, somebody. If you worked it, hallelujah, it will work in your favor. Appreciation. Jesus took the little bit he had and gave thanks. What is the second thing he did? Preach.
Then he gave them to the disciples.
No. What happens after he gave thanks?
Oh, he broke the loaves.
Stop right there. Oh, he almost messed up the whole preach.
My bad.
Hallelujah.
My bad.
I'm messing with you. Then he broke it. When you are in a garden and God has given you responsibilities to take care of something. Hallelujah. In order to grow that thing, there has to be some cutting. There has to be some breaking. Honey, if you've never gone through any pain, baby, there's no growth. What they say all the time, me and my wife ain't never had no argument. Oh, my goodness. Ain't no growing. It's no growing. It's through the pains where you see the most gains. No pain, no gain. There has to be breaking. Come on, somebody. Jesus says, if you, and I'm paraphrasing, this is in John 15, hallelujah. I don't want to mess it up. John 15, he says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. But while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. He cuts you. He's got you in the garden so some things could get cut up. He broke it. Yes, it's painful, but that's the only way we can get multiplication. God wants to multiply. So he gave thanks, appreciation, then he gave multiplication. What's the next thing he did?
Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave
them
to the
people. Stop right there. Then he gave it to the disciples. That's distribution. Come on, somebody. What we do is when God blesses us and gives unto us, we keep it. Honey, when God blessed you, that's not for yours to keep. It's so that you can be a blessing. Spread the blessing. But what we do is we hold on to the blessing. We keep it. We floss it. You see me? You heard me? I'm doing it. If you want to show me you're doing it, show me you have the ability to share it. Because it ain't fun if your homie can't have none. What y'all look like? I'm stranded and you riding. That ain't a blessing. A blessing is when you can be a blessing to somebody else. That's how my father blesses me. Come on, somebody. Distribute. Then he does what he gives it to his
disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people.
Man, that's good customer service. Give God a hand. That's good customer service. If any of you are business owners, this works for you. If you're married, this works for you. If you're single, appreciate being single. Appreciate it. Joy in it. Because God gets to decide. I'm gonna get there in a second. The way the garden feeds us is if we work the garden, and then the garden will work to make us successful. If we work the garden will work to make sure you're successful. It will work for you, the garden. That's how we eat. Somebody touch the name and say, that's how we eat. But that's not how the people that God sends you eat. Hallelujah. That's not how the people that God will send to you eat. They eat off of your fruit. But understand that the person that you minister to can't feed you. I only got one person in the room. I got to get them all first. See, we used to, when we give, we want to be given back in return. But that's not how it works in the spirit. When you give unto others, God will give back unto you. But where we error is this is why we as believers, I know I got kids in the room, but I got to talk real because the devil's talking real. This is how you start sleeping with your assignments. I got mms, which means it's really an amen, but nobody want to do that. You start sleeping with your assignment because what happens is after they drain your tail, you stick around them waiting for them to fill you up. Honey, they can't fill your cup. Only Jesus Christ can fill your cup. Your assignment? You sleep. Sleeping with your assignment is worse than sleeping with the enemy. At least I know that's the enemy. Sleeping with your assignment, hoping to get fed by them. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a shepherd getting fed by his sheep? That went over your head. That went over their head. You can't feed me. The Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. But what we do is we don't minister. We don't minister, we manipulate. We don't minister, we manipulate. I want to see if I give you this gift, what I'm going to get back in return. Because I'm trying to get fed. I'm not trying to work to eat. I'm trying to use my gift to eat. Oh, my God. Remind me, falling in love with the gift. I want to come back to that. Fall in love with, just remind me. Yesterday, I'm at the gas station. Manipulation, not ministry. You with me? I got your attention for that. Yeah, I know. I'm at the gas station yesterday. And while I'm pumping the gas, a woman comes up asking me about fitness. Hallelujah. She saw, not because of the fruit, she saw my fitness shirt on. I got some weight to lose, amen. Because of the fitness shirt on. And she comes over, she's talking about fitness. Meanwhile, a Yukon, a Cadillac goes by, Cadillac truck. A gentleman jumps out, and he has a woman in his passenger side, I presume was his wife. He gets out, and he meets up with two other women at the gas station, pumps their gas, and gives them lip service in the mouth. I know y'all not surprised. I'm not used to seeing that. I'm sorry. I'm not used to seeing that. And so I'm talking to the lady, and I'm saying, what's this? She said, I own this gas station, this lot. He's here all the time. They belong to a cult. They call him daddy. They call him daddy. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's the first time in my, well, no, not the first time in my life. In a long time, I felt like really putting hands on a man. To see God's people being manipulated, specifically in times of weakness. God has brought, come on, let me tell this. God has brought these people to you so that you can feed them, not manipulate them, not wanting anything in return, because guess what? They can't supply your needs the way God will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. But some of us are sticking around individuals, manipulating them, not ministering to, waiting for them to die so you can have their stuff. And the devil is a liar. Your stuff is in the garden. Touch your neighbor, say, it's in the garden. Touch your neighbor on the side, say, work the garden. We eat from the garden because we work it. Then we feed and we minister because people are coming to us. We minister to them so that they can eat from the Lord. And we get so caught up in ourselves, enamored in ourselves. People get so excited and enamored about your gift. And they follow you because of your gift, not because of your fruit. I know you speak in tongues and you prophesy. You might be able to manipulate them, but you can't manipulate me. I'm watching you to see if you got some fruit. The Bible says you will know them by the fruit. You should know them by tongues. You should know them by the prophecy. You should know them by laying of hands. You should know them by the fruit. And God has called us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue. The word dress, he wants us to dress the garden, to dress it. I had to look this up. I didn't even know what dressing means. You know what it means? It means to make something straight. So that means that when my wife is out of control, instead of dressing her, I talk about it. Instead of making my job straight and covering it and dressing it, I talk about it. I gossip about it. I hate it. After I prayed for it, I prayed for that husband. I prayed for that wife. And now I'm talking about them? Dress it. He wants you to dress the garden. Dress it. Make it straight. Work it. You work for it. It will work for you, hallelujah, and make you successful. What was my in love, right? Fall in love. Let me talk to my buddy. What I do in ministry is easy. Ministering the word of God is easy. It's easy. Pastor, why, how could you? It's what I do. It's who I am. Hear me. Spreading seed is easy. Okay, let me give you a tree falling to the ground creates seed. That's easy. Come on, somebody. So when somebody falls in love with a gift, hallelujah, you're being manipulated. Let me tell you why. Because if you fall in love with me because of my gift, that ain't submission. I ain't your husband. Your husband gotta work to be with you. I don't gotta work. This is easy. It's a gift. God gives it freely. It's like penny candy. As soon as you believe, he dropping it on you. It's penny candy. As soon as you believe, he giving it. The gifts are given without repentance. So even if you're a sinner, your gift is still up here. But we fall in love with the gift. But we don't fall in love with the fruit. And the fruit comes from the work, baby. You got to squeeze that. It takes discipline. It takes submission. It takes commitment. You don't want me, baby. Because what I'm showing you right now is easy. It's what we do. I only got one person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see how easy it is to fall in love with somebody's gift over their fruit? Do you understand how you can get enamored with your pastor more than your husband? Do you understand? But what I'm telling you is spending time with you for a moment is not even compared to the hours and the, yes, honey. That's submission and commitment. That's fruit. Do you understand what I'm saying? The first thing I talked about was how we eat. The second thing I said was how they eat, how we feed them. Do you understand? Come on. The last thing is, after you have done a good job in the garden, God has a desire to expand the garden. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Pastor, I'm ready to expand my territory now. You cannot trick God. Watch. Adam was not even looking for a partner. Think about what I'm saying. God supplied the resources. He supplied the water. He gave them people to minister to, or animals, but I'm liking it. He gave them something to minister to. He named them. Now, when God sees that you have done well in his garden, he's looking to expand the garden. Adam was not on a website looking for a partner. I'm not condemning you, I'm just having fun. He wasn't at the mall waiting on some things come walking by. He wasn't doing that. He was working. Touch a neighbor, say he was working. He was dressing it. He was dressing it. Hallelujah. He was dressing that garden. Hallelujah. He was dressing it. And the Bible says, this ain't good. Why? For the sake of this message, this ain't good because I want to expand the garden. I want to expand the kingdom of God. I want to expand the kingdom of God. I want to enlarge my territory. That's business. Am I wrong? That's God's business. That's kingdom business. Amen? This ain't good for you to be by yourself. You're going to need some help. What you need help with? to expand this thing. I want to multiply this thing. I want to go off the hook with this thing. And the Bible says this. He wasn't looking for a wife. The Lord said, you need one. Based on, listen to what I'm saying, on how well you work in this garden, you need some help. And what I'm going to do is, instead of you finding somebody that's tall, dark and handsome. The reason I'm saying it is because we always going for somebody that ain't like us. You ain't in shape, but you want somebody in shape. You want somebody got doctor's degree, but you ain't educated. I only got three people. You want somebody that's articulate, but you can't speak a lick of English. You can't. The Bible says that God didn't take somebody that was higher than him or lower than him. He took somebody right out of his rib, had his DNA. Listen, some of y'all need to be thankful you ain't found your man or your woman because you ain't ready. I don't want nobody looking like me. I don't want nobody talking like me. I don't want nobody because I ain't ambitious. I'm at home. I'm not, I don't have goals, but I want somebody that got goals. They got a nice car, nice home, but you living with your mama. You see, you follow me what I'm saying. I'm not talking about you, just the person next to you. And God takes the woman out of Adam. That was compatible with him. That was comparable. We balance one another. God is not going to make something uneven. The Bible says that Jesus, they counted it as he was equal to God. When God unified, that just hit me. When God unifies something, it has to be equal. Found it not robbery. The Bible says found it not robbery for Jesus to be equal with God. Oh, y'all, that messing me up now. When God finds you a companion, it's equal. Some of y'all got to raise y'all game up. Am I wrong? Thank you, Lord, that I haven't found my one yet. Because I got some working in the garden to do. I just wanted to give you a concept. I'm closing. I want to give you a teaser. She became his help. She began to help him be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue. Subdue means to keep things in order, contained. Not wild, all over the place. Can't have, man, can't. We ain't all over the place. We're not, we're contained, we're in control. I want to give you a teaser. What happens when your help becomes harm? What happens when your help becomes a hindrance? What happens when your help hurts? You gave me this. And they hurt me, not helping me. That's for next Sunday. I want you to go to your phones as I'm closing. Thank God for you. Go to your phone. I want you to go into your notes of your phone. Come on, go into your phone. I want to help you. The title of this message, Back to the Garden. Back to the Garden. I want you to write, what's in my life that needs me to work on? What is in my life that needs my work? I'm so excited because I know my marriage is going to be better. I'm so excited because my businesses are going to be better. My children are going to be better. I know that my home that I had that I've been complaining about because I want something else is going to be better because I'm going to work it. And because I work it, it's going to work for me. It's going to feed me to be successful. What is the one thing, or what are the things? You can write out many things, but I need you to write that down. The second thing I want you to write down is to write down this: for the Lord to forgive you for manipulating and not ministering. How did I do that, Pastor? Because I expected something in return when I ministered. Hallelujah. Give me some of that good, soft music. I thank God for the Hawk, a.k.a. Hawk, Jason Green. Back in the house. I'm gonna call you the Hawk because your last name is Green. Family, I'm so in love with Jesus, and I'm so in love with this word today, because I know that this body that I'm in right now, I'm gonna be ripped up because I'm gonna get in shape. I know that my mind is gonna be smart. I'm gonna be smarter, and my mind is gonna be stronger because I'm gonna work the garden. My marriage is gonna be better because I'm gonna work the garden. My relationships are gonna be better because I'm gonna work the garden. My children, honey, I'm gonna be home more. Baby's gonna be working the garden. And I pray that this word has touched your heart, because it's time to get back to the garden. This is the only way we as believers are gonna prove we are who he says we are. How? By our fruit. And we can only produce the fruit in our garden, not in somebody else's. I'm gonna leave it alone. Will you bow your heads with me? Gracious, amazing, wonderful Father, we thank you for this time that we were able to spend together under your words. I pray that it touched the soil, that the soil was tilled and worked today, so that your word was able to get through. Now, God, ignite in us the courage, the inspiration, the mindset to work your garden, to be an ambassador for your kingdom. God, I thank you for what you are doing and what you're about to do in the lives that heard this word today. We thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Don't turn me off. Don't turn me off. This is one of my favorite moments, because we get to prove our ability to give. And like always, Elder Glenn James said it best. This is our church. This is our garden. And this is our opportunity to work it. And look at the lives that are being healed, the lives that are being changed, the lives that are being blessed, the ability to forgive. God is doing all that right here in the garden. We're gonna call it real garden. We're gonna get another. Call it the real garden. Will you give with your heart and not your wallet? Will you give with your heart and not your bank account? Will you give with your heart? Because if you don't have enough money, the reason why you don't have enough money is because you're not appreciative of the little you got. And my prayer is for those of you who has a little, I would encourage you to appreciate the little. Because once you are ruler over the little, he will make you a ruler over much. If you're somebody that is tuned in and want a text to give, you can give real to 73256. Give real. Text this. Text give real to 73256. Give real to 73256. And give from your heart. When you guys have that, just raise your hand up into the sky. I'm going to pray over it. Pause. Then ask you to stand, and then I'm going to give the benediction. So stay seated. When you have it, just raise it into the heavens as sweet-smelling aroma into the Holy of Holies, for he is holy and he is worthy. I thank God for you. On the screen, we have two texts to give. So another way to give is text to give to the number 84321. You could just text to give. Just spell that out to 84321 for those of you who are joining us online. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the giving, for the offerings, for those that have given their first fruit. We ask that you would receive this and take joy in what we're bringing and what we're giving. Lord, I'm asking that you would return tenfold back to those that have the heart to give. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men pour into their bosom. Father, I thank you for the giving, and I thank you for keeping us in your garden. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. As you guys are giving that over, let me know if you got something faster back there. I feel like I'm at a funeral. We ain't at that type of garden. If you could, please put something on faster or not at all. Guys, I am so excited about you. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Let's stand to your feet. Hey, look, I'm staring at people that's going to have new homes. So I'm staring at people that are going to be millionaires. I'm staring at people who are going to have healthy and happy marriages. I'm staring at people that are going to get promoted. All because you worked it. Because you worked it. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for your people. We thank you for your saints. We thank you for the body of Christ. Father, we ask that you would stick with us, stay with us, never leave us nor forsake us. Keep your angels always encamped about us. Lord, keep your love flooded in our hearts. Lord, give us the ability to forgive those that are unforgivable. Hallelujah. And give us the courage to hug somebody, to spread this blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Hug somebody, love somebody. Continue to build the garden.